Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. 2022.
Don't you hate when people
new
say
and improved.
Happy New Year like 2 weeks into the new year and they start every email, Happy New Year. You're like,
oh, there's a great Curb Your Enthusiasm bit about that.
Like how long are we allowed to say it for? According
well,
to
that's the whole thing. He's like, I think he says, oh, now I'm gonna get it wrong, but it's like 2 days. It's like,
okay.
It's like so very short. The window's very short.
So
the window is very short.
Here we are in basically week three of January. Hi everybody, we missed you.
We missed you. I know.
And Jess, I missed you.
I missed you. I was just saying offline. That I need to see you in person soon because it's feeling a little crazy. I feel like you're just like a hologram in my life.
I know. I forget what you smell like, which is really weird. You know how people in their houses have smells? Like I need a refresh.
For better or worse.
No, yours is always a good one. But like I need to smell you. I can't just virtually see you.
Okay, come over. Smell on over.
Smell on over. How was your break?
My break was really good. It was restorative. I didn't go out much. I went out a little bit. I ate some food.
How was Lake's
second
New Year's?
I watched all
of
Selling Sunset.
Oh, Selling Sunset. I'm so sorry. I was trying to talk about your daughter.
she's fine. She's
priorities,
fine.
Priorities, people.
I got to spend a lot of time with her and we had a lot of fun. And she's just, I got to tell you, Lake is just, I'm sure you all tuned in to hear about me gush about my daughter because that's really what you signed up for. She's just turning into a really cool chick. She's really funny. She's really funny.
Well, that I already knew about her from me.
Yeah, no,
her.
She's just, her personality is great. And she loves to push me around and make me nap and put a blanket over me and a doll under my arm.
Sounds like your heaven.
Yeah. Her big thing is making mommy nap. Yeah. So
she has a maternal vibe in her.
Yeah, she's super maternal. She's super maternal. So tell me about your break. Give me some highlights.
Oh, yeah. Deutschland. I went to Germany, as you know.
Thank God you got back. Your recording, I see, from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Die Reise hat uns Spaß gemacht.
I'll take two.
I'm really working on it. Like, I'm learning German. I practice.
What did you say?
I said we enjoyed the trip. It was fun.
Okay. That sounded really good.
Thank you. My accent, I think, got so much better, you know, because, well, I could say this in German, but I won't. Our German listeners will die. But because he was practicing with me and he's like super patient and it's really great.
I was about to say, is he patient?
Oh my God, he's amazing. And he's super chatty and he corrects my pronunciation and stuff. And like, I'm basically on a three-year-old's level at German and he's seven. So it's perfect.
And what does Eric do when you guys are talking in German?
He loves it. He loves it. He is not he's trying his best, and he will be the first to admit that he is not as adept at languages as I am. So, you know, he just loves watching us, and then he'll practice and we all have a good giggle at his pronunciation.
I know that's got to be funny. Sometimes yeah. Three is like a funny dynamic. So do you like talk about him ever? Is it like, aha, daddy, aha?
I don't think my German would be up to that yet. I can't do much more than like tell you what I am doing at this moment and tell you hurry up and get dressed because it takes seven-year-old boys or this seven-year-old boy like 2 hours to get dressed. So
that's so funny.
Yeah,
so
it was a good trip. I'm so glad to be back and like, I don't know, back in the beauty world. And I don't know, I missed our listeners.
I know, I felt a little bit out of it for a couple of weeks, and getting back into it, I felt like, I missed this. All right. So I'm really happy to be back with all of you. I hope you all had a nice break. If you didn't get a break, I send you a hug because God, we all needed one after last year and now we're back in it. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but I'm glad we're in it together. And yeah, let's get to it.
Let's do the show. We got a big juicy news section. We're going to raise a wand and I'll say it. This will be the last time I'm saying it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, back in the news, let's start off at the Consumer Electronics Show, which just wrapped up in Vegas this weekend. And as usual, I think we've reported on this before, there were lots of beauty highlights. So I went through, I even attended some virtual booths because a lot of people were doing
cool.
Virtual booths because, you know, there's this little thing called Omicron, all that, blah, blah, blah. So let me give you the highlights. L'Oreal is debuting a new at-home device called ColorSonic. So this is going to be a device to help you mix and apply the L'Oreal Paris hair dyes more easily and readily. It looks super cool because think about it. You'll get a custom hair color and there's a special comb. I don't know about you, but the little brush that I have to dip into my at-home kit, it's a mess. Distribution is planned for 2023. So I haven't gotten my hands on this yet. It's in beta right now. Very excited to check out that. It's called ColorSonic.
I have to say that is solving such a huge problem with home hair color. Right? I have dyed my hair at home many times. Getting the mixing, I don't have a huge problem with. It's the application that is the biggest issue for me. And I know I'm not alone there.
Especially when you're doing just the roots and you don't want to get banding or that like hot spots. Like you have to just put it on the new growth.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this will help with that.
Very cool.
Beauty glue. It's actually, I looked this up. This is a L'Oreal incubator brand. I don't think I even really knew they were doing this. Anyway, they have a new beauty fridge. With an intelligent thermal system to keep the temperature and humidity of your skincare constant. Personally, I just keep my skincare in a good old cabinet, but that's cool for everybody out there that likes to store it in a little fridge. It also has, they're also doing this cryo stick, like a cooling face thing. And we talked about this on the pod last year, the cooling face rollers, mm-hmm. the ice technologies. I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot more of this.
Shout out Lauren Bostick.
Yeah, like hers is amazing, but like, I don't know how many times I've interviewed someone and they call back to whatever actress it was you used to start every day with the ice bath for her face. You probably know.
Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford or something. So I think we're going to be seeing more cooling devices where we saw lots of like facial wands and things like that.
Jen, if you had the space in your apartment, I mean, you have a sizable apartment, but if you had like...
apartment is 800 square feet, people.
I think that's pretty good for Brooklyn.
Okay. And for like for suburban homeowners in America, they're probably
You have a nice size apartment. Like if you had a larger apartment, would you think about getting a skincare fridge? Or is it just like, you just don't think it's really like, you don't really care about it?
I like my aesthetic to have as few electronic devices as possible.
Okay.
Just to when I'm away from the computer. But I will say I do love a cooling sensation of an eye cream. If I'm ever going to do like anything around my eyes, I love it to feel cool. My answer is no, but you know, I'll tell you what else I saw besides beauty glue. Okay, Perfect Corp. That's the company. I know this company because they created UCam. Mm-hmm. So they had this whole virtual booth that I went to where like went inside the booth and like could turn around and try different things. None of it felt that new to me, but they were taking their existing AR and virtual try-on technology and adding new bells and whistles to it. And just so you guys know, not only is it like UCam and the apps that we know as consumers, they also license a lot of this technology to like, if you find a foundation shade match through a virtual try-on at some brand that you love, it's possible Perfect Corp was the people behind designing that. So that's what they do. So I tried out, I'm going to put this on Instagram too. I tried out a new technology, their diagnostic skin test, and it takes a picture of your face and tells you like where you have redness and those kind of things. And they have a new skin emulation
like add-on to UCAM that lets you know what you're going to look like if you fix particular issues. Say you were thinking about getting filler under your eyes, and before you go to the derm, and this is like very early research, you could see what that might look like, you know?
I say watch this space because UCAM blew up. So...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They know what they're doing. And,
yeah.
And I mean, you've probably tried a lot of their technologies without realizing it. They're kind of the leader when it comes to the virtual try-on stuff. Okay, your toothbrush is getting a camera. Well, maybe not yours, but it could soon. Oral-B is launching a new electric toothbrush model with a high-tech feature. It's a camera inside the toothbrush so that they can sync pictures of your teeth that you can send to your dentist and also like watch where like plaque happens and see. You know how they have those cameras when you're at the dentist office?
Yeah.
To see behind. I think it's going to be that in the toothbrush, basically. It's not quite out yet. It's still in beta. But I thought that was like, I don't know. Scares me a little bit, but.
I think there's going to be a lot of.
Your face tells me.
I think a lot of people who get tend to be obsessive might be spending a little extra time in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it could get a little. Yeah.
Yeah. You know how people have been playing at-home derm?
Bit of,
yeah, at-home dentist. So
you're right. Like if you're going to pick at a pore, imagine if you can see a little tartar build up on a tooth.
Yeah.
You're going to go crazy. Okay, maybe we don't want this. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
The level of information that we've gotten about skin in the past like 5 years has like gone up so much. If teeth are the new frontier, like I'm for it. But I think that I don't want people to start suddenly thinking that they're their own, you know, be your own dentist at home. So...
I mean, we've seen that in everything, even fitness apps that like, oh, I can track my heart rate. I can track all the stuff about my body. It's just along that line of trend.
Yeah.
All right. So the most interesting thing, I'll round out with the thing that I actually think I might want to try, Ninu, N-I-N-U. They are a company. They're still in Kickstarter mode. And I don't know if you've ever tried to buy a Kickstarter beauty thing, but like, just be careful because sometimes that means you won't get shipped it if the company doesn't come up with enough money. Just warning you of that now.
Lisa anyway, Frank, Ninu, Lisa Frank.
Yes. Ninu is
still waiting.
Ninu is a reusable device loaded with fragrance oils. So you use an app that's hooked to it to create up to 100 different personalized scents. So basically, like if you say, I like this, that, whatever, it mixes in with the oils that are in the device, what you want, the levels at what you want. And then when you spray, you just got your personalized jasmine scent, you know? And if you're not very good at knowing what you like, there's also these auto modes. So like today I'm in the mood for floral. Tomorrow I'm in the mood for something muskier. This one bottle ostensibly could be all of your fragrances. Now, as a fragrance collector, this sounds sad to me in a way.
Yeah,
because I love,
yeah.
You know, I want to have 100 bottles of fragrance, not 100 bottles in one. But as a money thing, like you can try out all different scents without having to buy all different perfumes.
This is so, the kind of thing I would have loved when I was younger. It's like, you know, it's like getting the video game console that has every, you know, I'm revealing that I was kind of, you know, a little bit of a little nerd, you know, has all the Nintendo games, all the Sega games in one thing. But like, this is like aesthetically, this is not it. But I also, there's a novelty here and also a value here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call this like ultimately a value proposition, probably more like tech novelty proposition.
Wait, how much is it? You said it's
$289 for the device. And then if you, like I'm imagining if you really liked your jasmine scent and kept spraying the same thing that you loaded through the app,
okay,
like you're going to run out of certain fragrance oils and need a refill on those, you know?
Okay.
But
it's cool.
You can try out. Yeah. It also, I think, is like a learning. You know what I was just thinking as we were talking? Because like we were talking about First Leaf, which is our sponsor. This is not sponsored, but whatever. The wine club. Mm-hmm. The coolest part about it is you start to learn what kind of wine you like.
Yeah.
And with this, I feel like if you didn't know you liked sheep scents or, you know, musk scents, when you do the app over and over, you're just going to start to learn, oh, the ones I keep liking have cherry blossom. Maybe I'm a cherry blossom girl. And then you can use that information to go buy cherry blossom scents you like.
Right. I think that's a really great point you made.
Or you just message me and Jess and we help you out. And you say, I think I like Apple and we tell you what to buy.
Also, 50 points for saying sheep correctly. I'm not going to spell this out loud. Like a spelling bee.
C-H-Y-P-R-E? Is that the right spelling?
Ready? C-H-Y-P-R-E. Yeah.
Thank you. I think I actually learned how to pronounce that while hosting Fat Mascara. So... see what you get from us, guys.
Sheep fragrances are beautiful and they remind me of everything that my grandmother and my aunt wore in the 80s. They are very mossy
and very animalic.
Oh, are they animalic? Okay.
Animalic.
Yeah. I always think green when I think of them, but I think that's probably the mossiness of them, huh?
That's the green. That's the green.
But they're sometimes an astringent. Yeah, like, yeah, animalic. I could see that. Anyway, we'll talk more about a sheep in a future episode.
Really
not
great.
The, not the animal, the fragrance family.
All right. What else do you have? Okay. So we went to Vegas.
We did. Let's go luxury. Chanel has launched a more sustainably packaged, eco-responsible line of skincare called Number One. Bottles are lighter weight glass, which helps offset carbon shipping emissions. Lids are 90% bio-based. The formulas are 97% natural, which, to be honest, can be said for a lot of other brands. Like Garnier Fructis is 98% natural. You can get that claim quite easily if you're a fancy company that knows how to use ingredients. So there's 9 products available. One of them comes in a refillable. So I do love a refillable. I haven't tried these products yet, but I wanted to report on it just because of the fact that like a luxury brand is doing this, it just means it's a micro step for me in the right direction. I'm not saying this is going to change the world, but yes. Jessica Matlin, thoughts?
I'm really excited about this micro step. As you mentioned, just speaking more broadly, you know, you talked about the lighter packaging. We've said this multiple times. We had Chris Skinner on the show about, oh my gosh, I think it's like 2 years ago now. He is the principal founder of Schoolhouse. The luxury codes need to change.
Yeah, heavy does not equal luxe.
Yes. The luxury code, this is not a message to Chanel. This is not a message to any brand in particular. This is a message like to the universe. The luxury codes need to change. Heavy, say it again, Jen, louder for everyone.
Heavy is cheap. No, it's actually, no. Heavy does not equal luxury.
Yes. Every day I get a package sent to me that is 5 pounds and it's like a lipstick or it's a compact. And then
it's a weighted handle. Like in some cases, a little bit of weight in a mascara wand handle is nice because it balances out, you know, and you have a better application. But don't just add weight to a jar so it can feel like it's more expensive when it's really just plastic. So it seems like it's glass.
It's not recyclable. I think of, you know, a pallet of 5,000 of them that are shipped to Neiman Marcus and then how much weight that adds to a truck, how much more fuel that takes, how much more that's sitting in a landfill. I mean, I would really love to like unpack this, like no pun intended, and really talk about how much these luxury codes really cost at the end of the day. So I'm really happy that Chanel is making a move in this direction, but I hope that other companies will follow suit and do it in really bold ways because this, it's
yeah, like
not
come
working.
To me with the claim, the lightest face cream jar ever made. That's cool. Do that.
Yeah. Let's get excited about lightness. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to cheer us up with a quirky human interest story. Cause I know you love that.
Yeah.
You ready? An Ohio salon owner broke a Guinness World Record that I didn't even know existed. He collected clippings from a salon in a hairball, which now weighs 225 pounds. I will post pictures of it, people. It is insane. It is like 6 feet around. Ripley's, believe it or not, had it on display and people were like adding to it as it was put on display in places. And then I really looked into this guy because I was like, wow, who even has this idea to start this? He built a hole in his wall in his salon. He has a salon in Ohio and with a chute so that they would sweep the clippings from the hair down the chute into his basement room of the salon where he had a big vat where he was collecting them. And then he started to like glue and roll them together. I have to be honest, I get a little bit of heebie-jeebies from this story.
I do too. I like it better as a fairy tale, not as a real story.
Sorry, just straight in the mic. Yeah, I just was more like, who even knew this was a Guinness World Record to be broken. So Steve Warden, good for you.
It feels like very like not of this time with COVID and everything too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hair. It's dead already, but interesting, right?
Yeah. Very interesting. I like that one. Good find.
In other salon news, Tennessee, that sounded funny. Tennessee. Why am I saying it funny? It's a state here in the United States. For those of you who are in our global audience, they launched a new law that took effect January 1st. All hair salon workers, spa and salon workers, will now be required to undergo domestic violence counseling training at no cost to them, I should add. So this isn't like extra work for them. It's just to help them identify some, you know, clients who might have troubles and give them the resources that they need. So I was looking into some of the salon workers to see if they were happy about this. And one woman, Shaka Jackson, she's a stylist in Nashville. She told News 4, which is like the NBC local station, we're already like therapists for our clients. How many times have we said that, Jess? Like mm-hmm. they are therapists. Mm-hmm. So she approves of the law because she says, quote, this will help us recognize signs of domestic violence as far as physical or what a person may say and what to do with that. It'll help us guide that person as to what's the next proper steps for them and what they should do in each type of situation. So if they do have someone who they think is suffering, they can give them resources. I love this.
That's really great.
Isn't it great? So I don't know. Yeah. Think about if you're in another state and you work in a salon, check maybe and see if your state has something like this or there's a program you could start because I think that could be really beneficial. Okay. You ready to go to the science corner?
I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to launch we're going to launch off into space to start the new year. In late December, NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida helped launch a SpaceX Dragon resupply spacecraft. So those are the ones that go up to the International Space Station and bring new supplies and experiments to the astronauts that are already up there. So on board, by now it will have gotten there. So on board at the International Space Station is the BioPrint First Aid, which I think is fascinating. It's a handheld bioprinter that they'll be studying up there. It was developed by the German Space Agency, and it uses a patient's own skin cells to create a tissue-forming patch to cover a wound and accelerate healing. So from a little tiny biopsy of skin cells, it'll basically be able to make a skin Band-Aid. Wait, that sounded gross. I shouldn't have said it that way. But it's fascinating technology for burn victims. Think about all the uses for this, Jess.
This is incredible. Okay.
I was even thinking about like a pimple, like someday if this becomes more, this is how it happens with space stuff, right? They study it with the astronauts and then bring it back down here to Earth to see if we can actually use it. You know, obviously it'll be used in space if there's wounds. But like I was thinking even about, we talked about acne scars recently. Remember you—
Oh, and how difficult that is. Yeah.
Yes. Can you imagine if instead of having to do filler or lasers or whatever, you could do a little patch for any pockmarks.
Of your
little
own skin.
Little skin patch. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it could be permanent at this point. This is right now just for wound healing. But I, as a dumb who doesn't know anything about wound healing, thinks that the like— This could be really exciting. No, but you know what I mean. Like, I don't know.
Not knowing anything in this space. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think it's very cool right now. If you look up and maybe you see the International Space Station floating across the stars when you look up lately, think about that little thing inside. That's cool, right?
That is really cool. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know what they're doing up there.
Right?
Sometimes, all the time. I don't know what they're doing up there.
I forget about that all the time. I forget about them sometimes. I'm like, oh, right, there's like six people orbiting us at all time. And like, I don't know if you've ever seen a satellite or something orbiting in the night sky, if it's clear enough. It's really freaking cool. You're like, oh my God, what is that amazing thing? And you're like, that's like a satellite up there.
I never see anything up there because there's too much light pollution and I never see the stars.
Come out to the country with me and you'll see something orbiting, but—
That's pretty cool.
Think about the bioprint. Oh, I just took it to such a celestial space. Did you like that?
It was very celestial. I really liked everything you've chosen today, Jen, for the news.
Thank you.
Good
thank
curation.
You for your feedback.
Good curation.
Thank you, Jess. Let's move on.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
right. It's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it. All right. Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. All right, I want to introduce our lovely listener, Kate from Australia, land of Oz. She...
I knew Jen. She didn't say what town. You guys, we know there's multiple parts of Australia. She didn't say where she was from.
I knew Jen would like be completely irritated by that, which is kind of why I said it.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay.
But Kate loves you too.
I'm very excited when we have listeners from around the globe. And I want to just give a huge shout out to our Australian listeners. We have quite a few of you. And we have a very Australian recommendation.
Timely recommendation.
Very timely recommendation because it's summer right now in Australia.
Hi, Jen and Jess. My wand raise today is to a sun cream, a facial sun cream from Mecca Cosmetica. It's called To Save Face SPF 50 Plus Super Screen. Mecca's an Australian brand, and this is the best sun cream I have ever tried. And I've tried a lot because being in Australia and having had melanoma on the face, I need to use a lot of sun cream. I've tried all the ones available here in Australia, many of which you've mentioned on the show, and nothing comes close. It's just a really, it feels like a regular face moisturizer. It's so silky and creamy. It sits really well over another moisturizer and under a foundation. And it's just a delight. It comes out looking tinted, but it's not tinted. It dries clear. And it's just the best. They do a 30 plus as well, but I haven't tried that. I've only tried the 50 plus. It's available online for delivery to Australia, China, and New Zealand. So I hope that's useful and all the best.
So I love Kate too, because besides recommending this, it's a Mecca private label brand. She knows Mecca isn't widely available outside of Australia. And so she was like, I don't know if you're even going to want to post this. But I was like, no, we want to use it because I checked in with Mecca customer service. Get this, if you've ever traveled to Australia and fallen in love with a Mecca brand, if you're an international fan, you can call their customer service and arrange international shipping via Australia Post. Like, you're not going to get the free shipping they give everybody in Australia, but that means that you can still get the products that you love outside of the country, as long as it's not like something like perfume or whatever that you can't ship internationally. And you have to pay for the shipping, whereas it would be free if you live there. But so I think that's great if you're a Mecca fan, which I only got to go there once when I visited Australia and is a freaking delightful store. So there you go.
How was the flight?
What's that?
How was the flight to Australia from here?
Long, super long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a good flyer, Jen. Surprised?
You? No. All right. First raise the wand of the year, Jess.
Okay.
So that's a big one, right?
Oh gosh. I didn't plan it like that. I wasn't like, what's going to be my first one of the year? I better
Kicking
make
off
it good.
The year. No, it's fine. It's fine. You want to start out?
Yeah, I'll tell you one. Now, we've talked about Augustinus Bader several times on the show.
Yes.
I'm a little bit like you. I'm a little contrarian when it comes to products that are like super hyped or people who like, you know, are not even like really that well-versed in beauty will suddenly tell me that I have to get insert X product because that's the only thing that works. And they just like start throwing money.
Do you know what I do for a living?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, you know, I only use Bader. I only use this. I only use that. And I'm like, okay. And like, they're just like throwing money, you know, out, you know, here and there for whatever. I have to say, when Bader came out with a hair care line, I was like, I'll try it. Mm-hmm. The Bader shampoo, I'm out of it. I emptied that sucker. It's really good. It's really
good.
How's your
thickness? Because I know you talk about that a lot.
I have very thick hair. It's extremely long, like Rip Van Winkle long right now, because I just haven't had the time to get to a
hair. No, but I mean that hairline. How's that hairline looking?
Oh, the hairline.
Looks great from here.
Oh, thank you. My hairline, I can't say the Bader shampoo is like regrowing my hair, but I don't think it's hurting. So my hairline, for new listeners, I think my hairline jumped back a few millimeters in the past couple of years. I think it was having a kid. I think it was stress and age. So I can't tell you how much, what the percentage of this and that, the other thing with the factors, but definitely jumped back. But I tried this shampoo and I used it pretty consistently. And I don't heat style my hair. I just let it dry naturally. I really feel like it added shine. And I really feel that it made my hair just look healthier. I used it sometimes with the companion conditioner. I use it sometimes with another conditioner. I've been using the Pureology one a lot and then a Goldwell one a lot. So I want to be really kind of honest with you that
multiple variables.
There are variables. Yeah.
But the consistent thing was the shampoo was the good part, wasn't it?
Yes. And I like the lather. It's a clear shampoo, but it's not very drying. It has the Bader, if you're familiar with Bader, it has their proprietary TFC8 complex that, you know, promises to do lots of different things. It has antioxidants. It has, it does, to your point, Jen, it does help with scalp health, anti-inflammation.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because I knew, you were concerned about that.
Yeah, and my scalp has not been itchy and it's been very cold. Lots of, the heat's always on in our place and everything.
Good.
I really think that this shampoo does something special. Does it do $55 worth of special? That's up for you to decide. But I thought this was really cool and I will absolutely get this again.
Okay. Raise a wand.
And hashtag this was, you know, provided to me as an editor. So
yeah.
But I feel like you guys want to know about Bader because everyone's talking about it.
And if you love it, you love it.
Yeah,
like,
I do love it.
You're allowed to have your opinion.
Yeah.
You do have a podcast.
Yeah. I really love it. So, and I was surprised because I am kind of contrarian about popular things.
Well, I also have a hair product and I'll give you the bargain. So we'll do a high low.
Yes, let's do it.
$7.99 my product. It is
much, much more accessible.
The Garnier Fructis Sleek and Shine Glass Hair Water Lamellar Rinse.
Oh, I love anything that says glass hair. That's like, that's what I'm trying to get.
People. It's Wonder Water.
So it's Wonder Water, like in new clothes.
In new clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. This is from the same parent company that gave us our wonderful Wonder Water that like every Fat Mascara listener has been turned on to. So they have made under the Garnier Fructis label a 98% natural version of Wonder Water. I don't really care about that, to be honest. I do care about like the environment, obviously, but to me, that wasn't the hook. The hook is that it is the same power as Wonder Water. It's fabulous. But like a new scent, a little new Garnier Fructis scent. I put this in. Glass hair, people. Super smooth. I did a blowout afterwards. I almost did for you guys. You know when like you see the model and then the hairstylist puts the comb underneath the hair and does that little like tapping from the underside to make the hair like wobble like a wave and yeah. Of like glass water hair. I almost wanted to do a video like that because that's what my hair looked like after I used this product. I think it probably would have looked the same if I had used Wonder Water and done a blowout. It's very similar product, works the same way. Rinses in, keep it on for like 8 to 10 seconds. They say 10 seconds, whereas Wonder Water is 8. Rinse out. Sometimes it warms up a little bit, but I'm telling you, textured hair, curly hair, straight hair, thin hair, it works for everyone. Lots of shine. Glass hair, if you want that. Sure. Yeah, I love it. And that's my razor wand. All right. I'm ready for my beauty sleep. I'm on German time.
I know a little 23-month-old who can tuck you in.
Oh, and give me a dolly too?
She'd give you one dolly, maybe two dollies.
And a blanket. To get my beauty sleep.
And she's saying, close eyes.
Demanding. Okay, so in honor of Lake, this is how we're ending the show. Not get your beauty sleep. Close eyes. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.